One of the greats of jazz has died. Billy May was a Grammy Award-winning trumpet player and composer, but he's best known as an arranger for singers such as Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, and Nat King Cole.
G is great after being out late, walking my baby back home.
May was born in Pittsburgh in 1916. He started playing tuba after a doctor suggested it could help his asthma. He eventually moved to the trumpet. His big break came in 1938 when he arranged the song Cherokee for the Charlie Barnett Orchestra. May later joined the Glenn Miller Orchestra and arranged such standards as Take the A-Train and Serenade in Blue. He played trumpet on the Miller Band's recording of American Patrol. In the 1950s, May wrote arrangements for Frank Sinatra, who tapped him as one of the few composers he could work with. Here's Billy May in 1995 telling Terry Gross of WHYY's Fresh Air about working with Sinatra.
Well, usually he had the songs picked. I would sit down with Frank and with Bill Miller, his piano player, and we would work out what keys he felt he would like to do them in, try them maybe a tone higher, try them a little lower, and then discuss the tempos and things like that, and that was it.
The mission bells told me, ding dong, that I must not stay. Stay south of the border, down Mexico way.
Author Will Friedwald has written about May.
One thing that Billy always said was that so many people who want to be musicians, who want to be singers, who want to make music, get stuck working in garages or something like that. And so he figured that the least we can do, those of us who are lucky enough to work in music, is to have some fun with it. And he always believed that was always job one, was to make it entertaining.
May also recorded Latin dance music under the name Rico Mambo. Billy May died last week at his home in San Juan Capistrano, California. He was 87 years old. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.